I wanted to give you a little bit of an extra insight in terms of completion projects and how they tend to show up around embodiment. And the reason why this is so important in particular is because if you're genuinely interested in growing into your higher stages of development, you're going to have to integrate body and mind together. You can't simply remain as a mental self. You have to outgrow that mental conceptual self to include both body and mind. So to get at the completion project that tends to show up around embodiment, I want to talk a little bit about comfort. And I call this the comfort habit. And the comfort habit is operates solely to keep you inside of a sense of comfort. And there's nothing inherently wrong with comfort. Comfort's great in many ways, but it becomes a huge problem in particular when we cultivate a certain allegiance to comfort, or we become immensely loyal to comfort. And that habit, when it owns us, when it holds us and commands what we do with our perspective, our attention, our energy, our time, our money, when all of those resources are actually funneled towards comfort, it becomes a pervasive problem in life. And it ends up stealing your vitality and aliveness. It robs you of your life. And so we can see a completion project starting to occur where you start to encapsulate yourself around being comfortable. And that means that you start denying the sensate experiences that are uncomfortable. And there's two types of discomfort. And the first that we're all familiar with is pain, right? It's some form of pain, discomfort, dissonance. And the denial initially shows up as just, I'm unwilling to experience this, right? I'm actually not willing to experience something that's painful. And we usually withdraw into our conceptual story and interpretation around how we're trying to get rid of this, or this particular pain might be unjust, or it shouldn't be occurring. And that drawing away from the sensate experience of being in pain, maybe it's intense grief, whatever it might be, but we're starting to see how I'm trying to create a completion project circled around, I just want to be incredibly comfortable in my life. And that denial of acceptance, the denial to actually have an experience that might be very painful, that might be touching into a profound vulnerability that we have to our life. So that's the first kind of discomfort. Now, oddly, the other type of discomfort is your joy. It's your love. It's your happiness. It's the kind of joy that radiates through your heart and brings tears to your eyes. This is not comfort. This is profound happiness. But both heartbreak and the magnification of love through your heart, both of these are very uncomfortable experiences. And so when the comfort habit is in place and this completion project is in place, what tends to happen is that we encapsulate ourselves. We draw into a mental conceptual concept of I, and we keep our sensate experiences out there. So I'm in here and it's complete as long as I'm comfortable, but I'm only complete if I keep these uncomfortable experiences at bay, right? So the intense pleasure of accomplishment, right? That's going to be actually pressed away. The intense pain and loss and frustration of losing something that deeply values, that you deeply value, that again creates this separation. But so this one flavor of the completion project is, I just want you to get curious about, how do you actually draw out of your embodied sensate experience? And how are you trying to create a sense of completion and often a sense of comfort that is away from those things?